Monday Motivation for January 15th, 2024. A Family Affair. Thanks for joining me for Monday Motivation. I hope you're encouraged to be a doer of God's Word this week. Here in the United States, we talk a lot about individual rights. As the Declaration of Independence states, all people are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights. The recognition of these rights by our government is fundamental to the unique relationship between government and citizen we see in the United States. But an individual can't have fellowship or community alone. The basic unit of society is a family. Multi-generational progression and inter-family cooperation have been the foundation for all societal advancement. Without the basic unit, there's no foundation on which to build any higher development. Scripture reflects this focus on family. God's endorsement of and work through families continues to advance His purposes today. As Genesis 8 begins, Noah, his family, and the animals are all floating on the floodwaters that have covered the earth. The flood in many ways represents a second creation. It was not merely a natural event, like a flood today. It was a supernatural event that left the earth a very different place than it had been before. Into this new world emerge Noah's family and the families of the various animal species contained within the ark. They are given a similar directive to be fruitful and multiply on the earth. God has designated a family as the foundational unit for the human society that will inhabit this world. God is also pleased when Noah builds an altar and begins making sacrifices to Him. Though there will still be individual failures, it is through a family line that God will form a nation for Himself. Families also form the basic unit for our community as believers. It's true that we all must come to faith in Christ personally. No matter how much our family members love us, they cannot be saved on our behalf. We must each repent and believe, calling on the name of Jesus Christ to be saved. But our life in Christ is meant to be lived in community. We have been brought into the kingdom of God, and there is only one kingdom. In it, husbands and wives live in a relationship modeled after Christ in the church. Parents model Christian behavior as they teach scriptural principles. The younger honor the elder, and those with wisdom and experience seek to pass it on. Families unite into churches, expanding those family relationships to fellow believers. This gives greater support for holy living as well as faithful instruction to all those involved. This leads to a church that can impact not only its own members, but also people anywhere in the world they can encounter. Embracing relationships isn't easy. We all want our way, and living with others might mean forgoing something we want in order to move forward. The key for believers is living in obedience to God individually. Noah's obedience and that of his family led to their rescue from the flood, and their responsibility as the progenitors of the new human line. As we each humble ourselves before God, our relationships with one another will grow smoother, and our common purpose will be advanced. We will see God move and work through our families and our churches. Thanks for listening, and I pray God's best for you this week.